Hello.
Hello, my name is Jasmine. Returning your call from customer support. How can I help you?
What company is this?
We represent over 100 online vendors, ma'am. Could you provide me with your zip code to see what we may have charged you with?
Okay. Slow down. I can't understand you. What's the name of the company?
We represent over 100 online vendors, ma'am. Could you provide me with your zip code so that I can see what we may have charged you with?
Certainly. Let me get to it because there's no way I bought anything on the 24th and the 29th. So let me pull that up. One moment.
Yes, ma'am. I just need your zip code.
75007.
Okay.
I can tell you there's two charges on there. One's the 6732 and the other one is 574.
Yes, ma'am. What can I have your first and last name?
Barbara Reed.
All right, thank you so much for that. Could you verify your address for me?
1836 Post Oak Lane.
All right. Thank you for that. I'm just waiting for your account to load, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, the $5.74 was on December 24th. And the $67.32 was on the 29th on my credit card.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm just waiting to look into that. I'm just waiting for your account
to
load.
Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do see the charge on the 24th for $5.75. Do you remember enrolling to win a Keurig pot, coffee pot, for one of our sweepstakes?
I'm sorry. What?
The $5.75. It's just it looks like you or someone entered one of our sweepstakes to win a Keurig pot, coffee pot.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yes, ma'am. So by entering in that, you were initially charged $67.32, which enrolled you into our membership discount membership club when you made that purchase to win the Keurig pot. So that's where the $67.32 came from.
Okay, the problem is, on the website, it says it's free. So in that situation, I did not authorize any payment. I did the survey, and then it tells me I get this period for free. So I'm disputing. I don't want it. I'm not paying for something. That's false advertising.
Okay, ma'am. Because that charge was a valid charge, and as a courtesy, I could give you the 30. I could give you 35% of the $67.32 back in the refund.
Nope. Full credit. I did not authorize that. That was false advertising. Very misleading. I'm not going to pay half of what I don't have.
Yes, ma'am. That's all I can do for you is a partial refund of.
No partial refund. None. I want the full refund, not partial. Again, if I have to, I'll take this to FCC. That's false, misleading, illegal. Quote, free.
Let me speak to my supervisor. Yes, ma'am, I spoke with my supervisor. I can only give you at least 50% of the $67.32 back in a refund.
Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. I hear you.
I did not authorize that. That is illegal, and I will go to my credit card and dispute it. I am
not. Okay, well, let me let my supervisor know what you said, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Okay, let me talk to your supervisor.
I have to talk to my supervisor. Give me 1 second. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for holding. So I was able to speak with my supervisor, and I will be able to get your account canceled and return you your $67.32 in full, which will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
I get both charges.
No, ma'am. You only get the $67.32.
What about the $5.74?
The $5.74 was for the sweepstakes entry. You won't be able to get that refunded, but you can get
entry.
You already paid for it, ma'am. You can only get the $67.32 back in full, which will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay, so I'm getting the $67.32 back, and I'll go to the credit card and dispute the $5.74. Thank you. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, is that correct?
You're getting the $67.32 back. Yes, ma'am.
So you're giving that back to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll dispute this $5.74 with the credit card company.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm.